Idilmi Yabra, who are afraid maybe she'll become pregnant again while she's nursing the first baby. Umaka Chalba, and her milk will get dirty, and she will stop having milk. So therefore she won't be able to nurse the baby anymore. That's why we don't want you to remarry her. For Kotla Lane, the kid will die from starvation. For the Gemara Yehochi, if so, the Deinami, then the first husband also, when your wife gives birth, the next 2 years, when she's nursing, she should not be able to live with them. She shouldn't become pregnant again to ruin the milk. And the Gemara Didei, Mesamsim Olei Bebeitzim V'cholof. But your own child, so even if your wife stops nursing, you'll supply eggs and milk to feed the baby. For the Gemara Didei Nami, Mesamsim Olei Bebeitzim V'cholof. If so, even though it's not your baby, she'll take care of a baby. Like even if she comes pregnant a second time, that she can't nurse anymore, she'll also feed her first child with eggs and milk. And the Gemara lo yoyev labal, no, the husband won't feed her. The husband will say, this is not my child, it's your child, I don't want to feed you. I'm not going to give you money to buy eggs and milk for the baby. For the Gemara of lezvinu lo yorshim, so good, let it go to the yorshim of the first husband. In other words, really, who's the father here? The first one. So the first father has a chiyuv to mefarnes his children. So she has the right to go to the yorshim, the kids that yashin the father, and say, listen, this is your father's son. He has to feed him. He has to give him money. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Abaye sounds like this. Isha, boisha, love, and lebezdin. Isha is embarrassed to go to Bezdin. For Regis says, but not true. Really, she has a din. She has a time to go to Bezdin to tell the Yorshim that Uyashim, her first husband, to give her money to feed a kid. But she's embarrassed to go to Bezdin. So we're afraid she's not going to want to go to Bezdin. And therefore, she's not going to have money from the second husband to feed a kid. And therefore, maybe a kid will die. So that's the reason why you're not allowed to marry a pregnant lady. Or he can't marry Anisha, that's a menekes. Anisha just had a baby, can't remarry the first 2 months. Yeah. Tusant, yeah. Afraid of such a zach, yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Achas besulos v'achas bulos. Whether she's a besula, whether she's a bula, the lochere, she can't remarry the first 3 months. Fred Gemara, what's the double lashon in the Mishnah? Hai niyu besulois, v'hai niyu arusois. Hai niyu bulois, v'hai niyu nesuyos. And the Mishnah says, whether she's a psula or an arusa. The chur is the same thing. A psula means nobody lived with her yet. And an arusa means she only has kedushin and not chupa, not nesuyin. Hainin says bulais, chur means that she's married already, had nesuyin. Vayin is nesuyis, chur is the same thing. What's the double ushin of psula, arusa, bulais, and nesuyis? Omri Rav Yehuda Hachikom, this is what our Mishnah means to say. In Echnamis, one case. Achas psulois viachas bulais. Whether the Isha is a psula means she did not live with a man yet. The Yachas Bulos, whether she did have beer with a man already. Shernas Armula, whether they lost a husband. Oishin is Garsha, or else they received a get. Now, Bayman Erison, whether by the first husband they only had Kedushin, no Nesuyin. Bayman and Nesuyin, whether even they had Nesuyin, still the Tanakam of our Mishnah holds, there's a loy plug, she is not allowed to get married for the first 3 months. Even though she's still a psula, she's only an arusa, she only had kedushin with the first husband, so we know for sure she's not pregnant. Still, our Tanakam holds as a light plug that no, you're not allowed to remarry any isha the first 3 months. But the Mishnah doesn't mean a double case; it's just explaining it. It's not two separate things. Elokula chodikatoni is all one thing. A perushi can afford is explaining it now. Achas besulas v'achas bulas. A gerushin is tal meloinis garshu bemin erson nine besulas bemin nesuin nine obulas. Right. Rabbi Zemor says now. Rabbi Elazar loyola bemidrusha. Rabbi Elazar didn't go to yeshiva that day. Ashkechel l'rabasi. He met up with Rabasi. Omalei ma yomer rabbanu bemidrusha. What did they say over in the yeshiva today? Omalei, so he said back to him, Hoch Yom Rabbi Yechon, this is what Rabbi Yechon, and said, you should know, Halacha Kare Rabbi Yosi. Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah Zatrashi, Tishori Erusas Linose. He doesn't make a little plug. If by the first husband they only had Kedushin, so you know for sure she's not pregnant, she's allowed to remarry right away. Hoyo Velecha Lamechash Lazera Rishon. Unesuya, even if they did have Nesuyin by the first husband, is Lieris. She's allowed to have Kedushin with the second husband now. She just has to wait. She can't have Nesuyin with the second husband 3 months. But we don't make Xerah of Nesuyin, or the Kedushin, not the Nesuyin.
Rashi, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda also says that shita? Because Rabbi Yehuda even says about Avelis also. So kids, they said over lochas kareb yosi that what, that an isha only has to wait if there's a question, maybe she's pregnant. But if you know for sure she's not pregnant, whether you only had kedushim by the first husband, she is allowed to remarry. So Mara says now mechlau the yichidoi polagulei like the chutz akashin of yech and akli say loch kareb yosi the Tanakama argues. So you have to say mechlau who is the Tanakama, not the rabbim, but it's also only a yochid. Since it's only a yochid, therefore we pass on Rabbi Yosi. So Mora says, in, it's true, I'll bring you proof for this. But Tanya, I'll bring you proof. It says a price like this. Like before the husband died, or before the husband gave the get, it was known that the wife was not with him. She always used to run home to her father's house. And the last few months she was by her father's house. Or else it was Yedua, he had arguments the last few months, and everybody knows they didn't live together. Or else the husband was in prison the last half a year and then he died in prison. So kids, in these cases we know for sure his wife is not pregnant. Or the husband was very old. Or sick, he couldn't have kids. Or else she was sick, she couldn't become pregnant. Or else the next day after her husband died, she was mapo. So in such cases, there's no question about lahavchin. We know for sure she's not pregnant now. Or is she, let's say she was an akara. Or is the kainer, or she's too old to have children. Or is the or she's too small, too young to have children. Or is also we know she can't have children. Or is she in a real elit? Rashi has islandness means she was born that way, and ruler means something else happened. She took psalm, she took medicine. We know for sure she can't have children. So Tanakama holds, Tzuricha lahamten gimel chadoshim divir Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's shita that there's a loy plug. Anisha always has to wait 3 months before she could remarry. So we see clearly who's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, not Stam Chachomim, but Rabbi Meir as a Yochid. Now Rabbi Yehuda, or somehow the Girsa should be Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi holds, Matali Eris, no, he's Matta to have Erisin. She's allowed to have Kedushin and Nisuin right away. This is Rabbi Yosi's shita, now Mishnah, there's no loy plug here. Since Lamaisa, we know for sure they're not pregnant, there's no question of a son involved here, so she's allowed to get married right away. So it's good word of Yechon and Pasla, and now Mishnah, like Rabbi Yosi, because it's only Yochid Rabbi Meir arguing. Rabbi Chiyah said like this, that Choz Aboi Rabbi Yechon. Shno Rabbi Yechon was Chayzer. Now he said, no, the Loch is not like Rabbi Yosi. Omar Rabbi Yosi says, "I hoda baby must listen the karma hoda day. If there's a reason why Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer, it was from the Mishnah that the karma Rashi says it means keren biyavne. There's a special Mishnah that was learned in keren biyavne. Rashi says it means yoishrim shurushurus kene keren. The Talmidim used to sit there in rows, looked like a vineyard. That's why it's called keren biyavne. But from that Mishnah, that's why maybe Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer. Why the Tanya was not like this? Omar Rabbi Yishmael." Binoi Shurabi Yechon Namruka. Shamati heard over Mipi Chachomim. The Karen Biyavna heard over the Chachomim from Karen Biyavna that Kulon Srichois Lahamtin Shleshe Chadoshim. I heard over Loi Plug that no matter what type of Anisha she is, even if we know for sure she's not pregnant, still there's a Loi Plug, no difference. She has to wait 3 months. And this is like a Stam Mishnah. This is the reason why Rabbi Yechonim was Chayzer. Because he heard over this halachia that says, Kulon Tzrichas Lamtin. Omle Rab Yimel Rab Zerika, Ki Alis Lekaim Ad Rabavua, when you go up in front of Rabavua, you should know, Romi Lei, ask him like this, Mi Yom Rab Yechon Halachik Rab Yaisi, is it true that Rab Yechon and said, Halachik Rab Yaisi, I've Om Rab Yechon and Halachik Estam Mishnah. It's Halach like Estam Mishnah, Rab Yechon always says. Well, Tanan we learned, Kol Hanoshim Lo Yinosu, So that's the question he asked. How could Rabbi Yochanan before say halacha Rabbi Yosi before he was chayzer? I have a stam mishnah here, and the stam mishnah says that nobody could remarry the first 3 months. So it's clear in Rabbi Yochanan, since Rabbi Yochanan himself always says halacha is stam mishnah, and it's a stam mishnah, the first 3 months you can't remarry.
So Moran said back, Omale, he said, the Rami Lechoho, whoever asked this question, Lechoshta Kimcha, wasn't choshed by Tidus wheat, or didn't grind his wheat, in other words, didn't know what he's talking about. Why? Because it's a stam v'yachakach machlokes. That's true, it's a stam mishnah over there, but right afterwards, the next mishnah is a machlokes. And the klal is, v'yein halacha k'stam. If you have a stam mishnah, and right away you have a machlokes about it, the halacha is not like the stam mishnah. So therefore, it's not a kashan Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says halacha k'stam mishnah when there's not a machlokes right afterwards. But over here, that there's a machlokes right afterwards, about the halacha is not like the stam mishnah. If it's a machloikis, and then there's a stam mishnah, halacha kistam. That's true, the stam comes second, we pass him like the stam mishnah. What about the opposite way? Stam, first it's a stam mishnah. V'yachakach machloikis, then there's a machloikis about it. Ein halacha kistam. We do not pass him like the stam mishnah. So Mela, it's not a, no stira on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, when he first passed the Lachak Rabbi Yasi, it's not a stira to the Klal, the Lachak Stam Mishnah. There's no Stam Mishnah here, not like Rabbi Yasi. Tomorrow now, Mistomich V'ozor Rabbi Avua. Rabbi Avua was walking and leaning Akasved Rab Nochim, on the shoulder of Rab Nochim, Shemaya, his servant. Mankit V'ozor Hilchasa, Minei. They were saying, oh, Valochis. Is boy minay? So he asked him a question like this: what's the halacha machlokes v'yachakach stam? If first is a machlokes in the mishnah, and then the next mishnah says a stam, it doesn't say b'shem a name; it just says halacha stam. What's the halacha? Omla he answered back, you should know halacha kastam. Then halacha is kastam. The stam comes second. That's the way we paskin. What about the opposite way? Let's say first the mishnah says stam, says halacha, doesn't say a name. V'yachakach machlokes, then it's brought down a machlokes mai, or a malay, he answered back, you should know the klal is, ain halacha k'stam. We don't pass like the stam mishnah. Now, skut, like we just got finished saying. Now we ask another question. What's going to be, stoma de masnitsa de machlokes b'braisa? Let's say it says stam in the mishnah, and the machlokes is only brought down in the braisa, not in the mishnah mai. Or Malay, you should know halacha kastam. Avada, the Mishnah is the Yikar, and even though there's a machlokes afterwards, but since the next machlokes is not in the Mishnah, it's only in the Braisa, it doesn't affect the Mishnah. The halacha still remains kastam Mishnah. What about machlokes b'masnitzin? For stoma b'braisa, you have a machlokes in the Mishnah, and then the next thing is brought down stam in the Braisa, what's the halacha? Is it like a stam Mishnah, we pass like it or not? My, or Malay, he answered back,